record.
Hey, we are meeting tonight, January 23rd, 2017, at 6 p.m. This is the finance meeting to work on the budget. Those present are Beth Gambrill, Barb Johnson, Russ Walter, librarian Michelle Pfister, Darren Crawford, and Sandy Lindblom. Okay,
Are we missing anybody?
No.
On the committee?
I don't think so.
I think, isn't Susan?
Susan might be, yeah.
Okay, everybody should have a copy of the budget worksheet.
Large print.
I forgot to bring my magnifying glass.
I have one, but it's not very good.
You really do.
Just in case.
Okay, so the line that we're working on is fiscal year 2018 proposed. The budget we worked on last year is the 217 adopted, and then Rob has put in a projected line. That's what he sees as what's going to happen this year.
Which is $20,000 less.
Than
for
what we
property
budgeted.
Taxes, yeah. Right.
So...
So what he's proposed for, excuse me,
no. Sorry.
Yeah. 2018 is a little more in property taxes than what we proposed in 2017.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at the building
based
that's going down
yeah,
around.
Based on what we see.
So I wasn't real sure. Russ, did you look over that article in the paper about, with the levy being split, how that was going to affect us?
No. Did not.
I mean, now we're under the tax cap.
Which, technically, we were before. It's just that the city always made up the difference. And now they're not going to.
Right.
Well, I should have saved that article. Because in it, it said that the taxpayers were going to have to pay more money for the library with the split in the levy.
And then we still get less.
Well, that's what Rob had said, but it didn't make it sound like that in the article.
All right, and according to this, he's...
projecting a slight amount more.
He's projecting a slight. Remember the days when we had $800,000, you guys?
I remember when we had over $1 million.
Yeah. We were property taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was before my day, but it was... Okay.
Michelle and I were told we had to figure out a way to spend money.
if you include the bond issue, we have almost $1 million right now. But there's about $300,000 or $400,000 that goes to bonds.
And we have...
that we can't spend.
A little money in savings that, yeah. that we could decide to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we wanted to
expand
our hours, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, where are the areas... I mean, he's put the things in for us. But
right.
Are we going to go line by line? Or
yes,
are we gonna,
let's
okay.
do that.
But before we go line by line...
Okay.
Which I know we have to do, but can we just talk about what our priorities are in terms of if we're going to make adjustments to this, what, without even looking at it, what do you think we need to be doing differently? Anybody have any real thoughts on that?
Well, if we want to expand hours, we need to put more in salaries.
Yeah.
And all those in sundry line items. Maintenance on the building.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Maintenance is going to be a
big... I would say those... I would say three things. That would be, one, salaries so that we could increase the hours. Two would be the maintenance. and three is books.
Mm-hmm. What about IT?
Well, that could be IT as well. I mean, that was just...
Salaries in general.
Yeah, salaries in general would give you IT.
No.
She means buying actually computers. Having the computers.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can put that in too.
The IT person that...
Oh, the salary.
He's not salary.
But that's what you want, is a salaried person, or do you want more technology equipment?
Or time, more of Lloyd's time. I think you're
more
looking.
Time.
All right, you want more time.
So he's not a salaried person, but it's under salaries.
Yeah, it would be under salaries. Okay.
How can it be under salary? He don't get paid from salary.
Yeah, he gets paid from consulting.
He's not.
So we have a consulting line item. Well, theoretically, he's an employee.
But he's not. He's
but she's underneath a consultant fee.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's
because
it would be,
he gets paid out of professional.
Right. So we have to make sure that we have that money in that.
He's in the same category as our lawyer was. Yeah. Right.
Professional services.
But he's not.
All right. So
employee of the library.
Right. Okay.
Because he doesn't get all the benefits.
No.
All right. So professional services we're going to increase if we can. I mean,
if we can.
Well, I don't think we have any choice.
Okay. Now can we go line by line?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if we were on the same page.
Okay. No problem. Okay. The personal property tax remains the same. $5,250. The state grants. I'm gonna get another paper here to go across. This is hard.
How did you get that figure?
Well, that's what we got this year, right, Michelle? The $17,000.
17 is what we budgeted.
No, and that's what we budgeted, but we only got it. So why did he project that we're going to still get more?
Is it based on the 21,151 from the year before?
I just thought it was mostly because of the budget cut for the state that we were lucky to even get it this year. Mm-hmm. And they didn't give as much as we should. But will it get better next year? Maybe Rob knows something I don't.
Okay, so...
Yes, but see how he's projected for...
He's kept it all the way across, so I don't think he had any real reasoning except that that's what we proposed. We adopted that, uh-huh. And he kept it the same all the way across.
Okay, so...
Keep it or not? Do you want to put it down to...
I'm going to say yes, we are expecting to get that.
Yeah, I would say keep it and hope we get what we've gotten in the past.
So you would say that there we should, I got to get on the right line here, propose then what would you want to put in that for that number?
I'm okay leaving that number.
Leave it 17,
I mean, because if you look at 2016, actually, we had 21.
Yeah.
And if we only got 13, that's...
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get somewhere.
I have no reason to really adjust it, I guess.
No, I don't either. No.
All right. Library fines... he took that down because of what is projected. Welcome. Well, Mecca just joined us. I have to do that for the tape, sorry. So do we want to leave that at the... 8,000 that he's brought, got projected.
And then we're on.
I guess I'm not sure how we go through this and make decisions about the income that we're going to get. Like, how did, because I haven't done this for a couple of years, like, how would we know to adjust that other than looking at what we've gotten in previous years and what he's projecting for this year?
That's pretty accurate, though, what he's projecting in terms of the property taxes. So that's all you got.
Right. So as I look through, like, our potential income here, revenue, there's nothing that I really feel like I know enough to say, oh, we should switch this by $1,000. I think they all look okay to me.
The operations part of it, you mean?
Yeah, up at the top here.
I
Well, it's just a guess from last year's.
In previous years, too, I think.
All right, but if you look projected. At this, is that what you're, you know, do you expect to get any more in subscriptions or copy fees or program fees? I mean, is that pretty, is that all in line with what you think? It looks like it is from what the past was.
I mean, I suppose we could say we're going to start charging fees for programs and then we could make a lot of money, but we don't believe in doing that, right? Yeah, we want to keep that at a minimum.
Well, we charge for some programs for if there's a snack and a craft, we just
right.
Like a dollar
but you, two. Right, but you don't want to go, hey, let's get some more income by charging people $5 instead of a dollar.
Or our adult programs that we have in here, we don't charge them for them, and we pay... Usually the friends pay for them.
Right.
$200-$300 they are.
And the other thing we talked about was raising rental income. Mm. That's where the coffee shop came in.
Well, and I see here the miscellaneous income, but that was more because of a rebate. The reason that was...
The miscellaneous that I talked with the ladies next door that... put all this in the computers and that. Two of the miscellaneouses that were high, one time was 700 and one was maybe 5 or something. And that's because when they did the 5K and they brought money in and they put it in miscellaneous. And then when we took it out of
information.
So it can only go in the top part. Uh-huh. Money can only go in somewhere there.
Right.
And I can't take it out, but that's why those two were high. And will it happen again this year? I mean, it's a wash, really. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Well, the thing that disturbs me is that we don't have a miscellaneous down below where we can take money out. And so all we can do, to my understanding, is just... in a certain line item, go over budget.
If we had a miscellaneous, we could take everything from the 5K out of the miscellaneous.
Right.
It went in the miscellaneous, it'll come out of the miscellaneous.
Right.
Do we have a most miscellaneous at one point? It seems as if we did, but maybe
we
not.
We did have something miscellaneous. They took it away from us when this started. Remember when we had the budget cuts? That's the first thing I think Barb Johnson ripped out.
What is this miscellaneous? Slush funds.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that bothers me is that, you know, we're not going to see that as a rollover. Like, we used to have rollover income, and Rob doesn't do that. So, to me, if we don't spend this someplace, we're just going to miss out.
Well, it goes into the next year's budget.
I don't think so.
It's a beginning balance for the next years.
So what we don't spend...
We have to have a beginning balance for the next...
Yeah. Russ, how do you perceive this?
This miscellaneous income?
Right. What do you think's going to happen to it?
It'll probably get spent somehow, but we won't be able to identify this is what we spent that on.
It'll just be used in an over category.
Yeah. Where we've gone over.
We went over in 2015, right? By 4,000.
And we didn't have the miscellaneous income.
We did. Oh, that's 15. Reimbursement miscellaneous.
Yeah.
So there's $13,000 in there. Is that something different?
What are you looking at?
The reimbursement miscellaneous is different from the miscellaneous income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
wasn't the miscellaneous also from, like, the fees for having tests here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a lot of things. It's a lost book. Mm-hmm. Somebody paid for a book because it's not a fine. It's a lost book.
Mm-hmm. That goes in there, too.
So why can't we just get rid of it and put it, or why can't we just add miscellaneous down at the bottom? We have a category.
We could tell Rob to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that seems simple to me.
What we had before was, words escaping me, contingency.
Mm-hmm. Contingency.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So that's where...
All right. So why can't we add that down now?
Well, let's wait when we get down there.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to leave this at $1,000, this miscellaneous income?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. All right, so we have...
We don't know what it's going to be.
Right. All of this is a guess.
Okay.
Okay, so we're proposing then that our income is going to be $720.
All right. Let me just go back to what Barb was saying, though. Did you guys have conversation about raising rent?
Well, that was how we got on the coffee shop to begin with. So that if you were renting, if people mm-hmm. were paying for a spot... Okay. We just get the cash for them.
Okay.
Renting.
So you weren't having a conversation about upping the price charging people.
We did talk about that too.
We upped it a year ago.
Yeah.
It went from 40 to 50.
And that's
which
just
is really cheap for 3 hours.
Right, for three.
It really
three
is.
Hours.
Mm-hmm. Although look at the difference. We budgeted 2,000. He's anticipating or he's projecting 2,000.
But we actually got 1942 last year.
Uh-huh. No, yeah.
In 2016, right?
Prior to us raising it.
We got 1851. Then we raised it and got 1942.
What did we raise it by, like $10 or something last year?
It went from 50 to 60. No, I'm sorry, it went to
40
to 50.
Yeah, I thought it was at 1.40.
Personally, I like to see the library used.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too.
And I think that...
Will we dissuade people if we charge them too much?
I think so. Because I know different people that have asked me or groups that have asked me. And
some libraries don't even charge.
Mm-hmm.
If they're nonprofit.
Just trying to find some money here.
Right.
Good luck with that.
Some libraries charge a lot more than we mm-hmm. do. So it's all over the.
Yeah.
One other comment back about the miscellaneous income.
Mm-hmm.
These E-rate rebates that we get that are already spent somewhere else down here.
Right.
Get put in there. So they're already, it's
like
money
our phone rebate.
Our phone rebate, which we're going to get a couple of them.
Okay.
So that money's in there, but it's already been spent down here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
That doesn't get put back down.
And it doesn't get put back down.
Right. It just gets stuck up here. It
just gets stuck up there.
Very confusing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not like a household budget.
No. Okay, so are we okay with the revenue?
We have to be. It's all we have.
Okay, salaries.
All right.
Rob has kept it the same at 2017.
217.
Almost
218,000.
Right.
All right. So, what did Susan say it cost to open it on? Did you write that down?
800 for one day or for 3 hours.
Is that proposed options for new hours? Or
that's old.
Yeah. Right. And it doesn't have amounts on it.
We have to look at our minutes.
There we go. Do you have our old minutes? I didn't bring mine in.
I didn't bring my binder with me. That was bad.
I have. What month would it be?
Well, that was a couple months ago. And she actually calculated it at the meeting and told us.
Darren, were you here when we did that? We calculated?
Before him.
Was it before you?
I think so.
You haven't heard this conversation. Okay, so when did you come on then?
November?
So it might have been... Is it that far back? October?
When she actually calculated it?
Yeah.
Because she tried to calculate. She calculated without the new rate even, I think.
Yeah.
She said that's just going according to the old rate. Remember, so, she said.
But if he was here in November and he had never heard of it, that means it probably was a September.
September, October. September, maybe.
September.
I wasn't here in October.
We would have approved the minutes.
So you think it was September?
Maybe September. I was here when she did it. She whipped out a calculator and calculated.
All right, so try September. It might even have been earlier than that, but.
It was a while ago.
I thought we were thinking about doing it for the summer. No, no.
No, we just talked about it.
We were going to open it in the fall. So yeah, I bet it was August. It was probably August.
I'm older. Here's September.
I thought it was $300 to open it on a Sunday, just with salaries.
I feel like it was more than that.
Sounds familiar.
When you were going to send out those letters, did you tell them then how much it was?
I did.
How much was
it? I don't remember.
Well, I happen to have that too, I saw.
Oh, okay. The last one I wrote, not the first one, one that.
Yeah, I don't think I have the updated
one. The one that I withdrew.
That might be in my email.
Yeah, it might be because I gave it to Michelle and she put it out. The first one I hand delivered and you didn't have that wouldn't have been electronic.
I think it was something like 300.
I thought it was 300. Seems like I thought it was 300 also.
300 an hour?
No, 300 to open the. With just salaries for Sunday for.
From 1 to 4.
From 1 to 4.
That's 3 hours.
So it's $100 an hour.
Yeah.
So if we were to open up other nights of the week later or mornings, we could calculate out by $100 an hour.
I don't see it in.
And that doesn't count.
That's
just an employee. It has nothing to do with anything else. That's just employees.
So did it come from you or did it come from?
Susan told me.
$300.
Yeah.
Minimal staff.
Minimal staff, $300. That's what I thought.
For the Sunday.
For Sunday.
For Sunday.
From 1 to 4.
Okay.
So $100 an hour then.
And I'm of the. I don't think you heard. I'm resigning from the library board as of next month. So I'm of the belief that we should put into our budget the amount that it will take for our salaries to stay open. On the Sunday or additional hours, I think it's been a goal of ours the last 5 years at least, and we haven't been able to do it. And I think we know we're going to have a deficit budget, and we have that money that we've been so careful in saving, and I know I'm leaving. But I feel like if I'm going to have my voice be heard, I think why not put it in there and give it a try. We've been afraid to do it for 5 years because what if we started and we had to take it away? Well, maybe if we had done it, maybe we would have figured out a way to make it work. I don't know.
I just feel it just doesn't. It doesn't feel good to not be open. I just don't like it at all. I haven't for a long time. I mean, if I had my way, we'd be open at 9 in the morning and be open till 9 at night.
So do you see Sundays being more important than extended hours?
I don't know that I care. To be honest with you, I would leave that up to.
Yeah, that's why I asked
those
about
people
the survey. And you said it was kind of spread out.
It was.
People wanted.
Uh-huh. I mean, for me, I can't tell you how many times I drive by here at 9 o'clock and it's not open because that's just my time that I would stop here. So
people always stop at the door.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like a lot of our. I mean, I know there are other people who, like us, who work and want to come in the evenings with our kids, but I think our senior citizens and our young families with little kids, 9 o'clock in the morning would be better for them. That staying till 8 o'clock, you know. But I just would like to
on a half hour in the morning and a half hour in the evening.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I know that's going to put us over. I mean, we're going to have to tap into money we don't have. But
another year,
we have it. We just spend it.
The savings account.
I mean, you have the savings account. When it's gone, you close the doors.
Oh, no, you might not be here when they have to close the
that's true, but that's true. But that's where we're headed anyway, because if we're not going to be open, it's just...
I feel like the city, perhaps part of our issues with them tapping into some of the what we feel are our resources this year has been a result of them looking at us having that money
and thinking
we're not spending. And we do look good on paper, better than some of the other operating funds I think that they're looking at in the city. So I understand that.
They don't respect at all what we've done in terms of trying to stay within a budget. They don't realize what we've cut. They don't realize what we've given up to stay within budget. But I don't know how much you want to be into deficit spending. It just goes against everything we believe in in a whole household budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's who we are here.
Yep.
And that's why we've been this way.
That's why we have the money that we have, mm-hmm. because we don't want to spend our savings.
But we're the ones that I think... Rob has said time and time again that amount of savings that we have is probably more substantial than what we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we took that money because we transferred it with that crazy transferring. Uh-huh. Well, we're just going to keep that money there because it was supposed to be for brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And so then we put that in a safety place, and we haven't tapped into it. And I know it's a bigger percentage of our budget than it need be, but Rob's never going to say, well, this is what it should be. Like,
if we were ever to do some kind of an operating expense referendum to increase our operating budget, and people would look at that fund and say, you got lots of money there. Why are you asking us for more?
Exactly. Of course they would. So does that mean you say spend it, Russ?
If we have to, we have to. We're going to spend
it. We close at 7 Monday through Thursday. Oh, that's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
I would say the hours when you add the painting, the building to the... wage. The wage, I think, at $100 an hour, I think it's worth it. I think when you don't give your community services, then you don't get the return in investment. So you don't get the people who are vested in the public library because you're not open in a way that helps them earlier in the day, later in the afternoon, even for people who want to have meetings in this meeting room. Starting at 10 is really late.
Yeah.
So if I want to have an early breakfast business meeting, I want it at least at 9 o'clock.
I come over and let him in.
So when people want to rent it early, they can. But a lot of people may not realize that because your hours are 10 to 7, you know? And I remember, like, some of the kid programs, it's hard to start anything before 5:36 because just not even... I know people who are like, not even if you're working. By the time your little ones get off the bus, it's 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So by the time you give them a snack or something and get over here, it's 5. So you want a little bit of time in the evenings to get to something. So... I don't know, if we start earlier, it'll help people, but it probably won't be up. It probably won't be seen the same way because it'll help just a few people who want to come earlier versus the later will be, I think there's just a larger crowd of people who would notice the later hour, but I think they're both important, so I wouldn't know. I don't know the half an hour on either end. I don't know, 9:30 versus 10, you know? I'm looking at 9. I'd prefer it be open at 8:30. I'm such an early riser now.
Me too.
I'm like, when stuff doesn't open at 8, I lose my mind. I'm like, what do you mean you open at 9 o'clock? Who opens at 9?
Yeah.
So I think 9:30 is like such a small increment. People would be like, why'd they open only half an hour? Why not? You know, I think looking outside, people would be like, why didn't you just open at 9? They won't understand, like, we were trying to keep it within that $100 an hour.
I'll do it at 9. That'd be great. I'd like to be open from 9 to 9.
But me also.
I just don't like spending money that we don't have.
We do have it.
It's like my
gone.
Husband. I tell my husband, we need to have 3 months. And you want to get to a place where you have more than that. If you've ever been in a deficit, I go, 3 months. Other than that, we got to trust God. Let go.
And
go on that vacation.
And you have to hope that the development fees are going to really pick up, which they might.
They are building
But the development fees is earmarked for certain things.
Well, yeah, but
it's not for
the development fees are one thing, and then after the house is built,
then you get more property tax. You get the property tax.
Property tax.
Because they built out ACES, built it out, and now they're going into Grand Reserve.
Yeah,
which means they're not going into Bristol Bay yet. But they're built out in ACES. There's a lot more families there now than they've been. And they're building in Winded Ridge and Rain Tree is getting started too. People are coming back to Yorkville. I mean, it's looking positive in terms of property tax.
So from a budgetary, so let's say 4 days a week, 5 days a week, increasing by an hour, 2 hours. Like, we should just come up with that. If we're going to go by $100,
figure how many hours a week you're going to increase your salary and let Michelle decide it. I mean, we don't have to decide what our hours are going to be.
Right.
We just have to decide how
That's
much
what
money
I want to
we're
do
going to put
is just put in enough that we can say.
Yeah. So.
So between the
salary
which is
and part-time.
Well, if we did six, well, I was saying if you did 6 hours total somewhere, that's
$600 a week.
Times 52 weeks is $31,200.
Okay, so that's what we're putting in then. What is
Andy?
It? $31,000?
You're very quiet.
$200.
I'm just
that's listening. A lot. How much is that painting?
So salaries are going to go up to $31,000 addition plus 30. What is it again?
$31,200.
Okay, and that's adding, you said 6 hours a week?
Because what's our Saturday hours? 10 to 2?
Yeah, that would be if it's Monday through Friday. Saturday
we're 10 to 4.
Well, I was 10 to 4. Yeah. But Saturday's another day. People are up early trying to get things done.
That's 6 hours a week.
Uh-huh. So that just gives us 6 hours a week to do whatever you want to.
Yeah, you can put the 6 hours wherever
later.
You want.
It doesn't have to be decided now. It's just that you're going to put that in your budget and they're going to...
What about
you have $418,000 in
that's
salaries.
That's just it. You're doing 6 hours a week wherever she wants to put it, wherever you guys decide you
Sunday
want to put it.
Sunday and then
you
spread
put,
out the two by adding a half an hour somewhere 4 days a week. You could leave Friday as is.
Or you could increase it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't
But we need to start
But
place.
It sounds like we need to have open Sunday.
Yeah.
During the school year.
I would say we do, but that's
summer,
just
not
me.
So much. A lot of places close Sundays during the... Summer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and
during the school year.
So and 9 months.
Yeah.
So 3 hours.
3 more hours.
Is it three?
Yeah. 3 hours. So add. Put the math in for how many. Do that again.
What hours did you do? 10 to 1.
Yeah.
No. They do
one to four. One to four.
That's good.
Okay, so 3 hours a week times how many weeks?
36 for 9 months.
I did 36.
Okay, and that's how much? Is that? Who is that?
Times.
No, that's me.
Oh.
10,800.
10,800.
Because it's 36 times 300, right?
She said she didn't want to come to the meeting. I don't know why she's calling me.
Maybe she wants to Skype in.
All right, so it's a total of 42,000 then. That's what you're increasing that line item by.
How close are you getting? How close do you run these two line items, the salary and the part-time? Because right there you've got $418,000 earmarked for salaries. Do they run pretty much, that's what we spend every year?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Well, the actual
we did the raises last year, or the year before.
Don't forget that we have
this
to,
past,
unless that $100 an hour includes, I don't think it did, because you got to increase the FICA.
You're going to have to increase everything.
Yeah.
Not really. If you're a salaried employee, though.
Unemployment, yes. FICA, yes.
FICA.
FICA.
We're talking about hourly people. Okay.
Well, both of them get it.
Yeah, but I guess there should not be, if we change our hours, there should not be a change in our salary employees, what we're paying, because I just tell them their hours just change. They still work 40 hours a week. They just might be coming in at 9, or they might have to stay late.
So it shouldn't affect your salary. It only affects your part times.
Yeah, but it's still going to affect the FICA and the unemployment, but... Not so much.
And do you not get any extra for working on Sundays?
No.
We don't pay overtime.
Will it affect the liability insurance?
No.
Mm-hmm. Is that just for the property and not for the...
That's just a blanket under the city.
Okay.
All right, so how do we know what FICA? We'll just tell Rob to figure that out for us.
FICA will be 7.5%.
So it'll be...
Ooh! Of our 42,000?
All right, figure that out.
FICA and Medicare, so that adds another, I think it's a...
7.5%?
1.5%. So I think we're looking at about 9% on
okay,
9%. FICA and Medicare.
And we're sure Susan didn't include that in? When
she I remember her saying it would be higher. Okay. That's okay. Another 37.80.
Another 37?
80.
Like 3,000, okay.
Sorry.
3,780, okay.
And what about unemployment, Russ?
Unemployment, I don't know what their rate is, whether it's...
I've been away from this for 10 years now.
Yeah.
I used to know all this.
I don't know.
Not my rate, which is 0.55. Because that, or no, 0.055 or some silliness. It's as low as it'll go, but you don't know what their city pays for an unemployment rate.
I don't.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But there isn't a whole lot in that, so I think the city has been covering it. It's got to be more than $1,000 with a $400,000 salaries line item or two. So either the city's paying that for us, or they've got a very nobody charges them for unemployment when they leave, which I can't believe.
All right. So. It's the part-time salaries that we're going to increase.
By 42,000. And the FICA will be 9%, which is 3,780. Okay. All right. Well, this is fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's better than slashing everything.
That may come later.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be here when that happens. I did that. Sandy and I have done that too many times, haven't we, Sandy?
I almost had a nervous breakdown over it the first time.
That was just horrid.
That was a bad.
Oh, Beth, you were there too, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was not good. Okay, so.
All right, so now we're down to training and conferences.
Which is pathetic to me.
Yes.
But that's what we're spending on training and conferences.
Mm-hmm. So this is his projected for us is 500. I know that's what
he's
we budgeted.
He's
just taking that because we don't know what we've spent on that.
Yeah, and she has
we spent and under see, there, 300 there, the yeah, pre-
there's
previous
one of,
years.
There's another one of our major losses because mm-hmm. when we slash the budget, haven't had professional growth for our employees since mm-hmm. I've been on the board. That's 10 years. Where you haven't had serious professional... I mean, you go to things, but very minimally. Not like you would if you had some money. So...
What did you do when you had money for professional development?
Well, we went to a lot of more conferences.
You went to more.
Yeah.
And now you're just real selective about...
And that was one thing we were encouraging you to do.
Yeah, it was inner evaluation.
Mm-hmm. But isn't there a... library conference in Chicago that you went to?
I've gone to quite a few of them in Chicago.
Yeah.
So you have your five people, your full-time staff members. How many in-service opportunities out of the district do they go to per year? Does everybody go to one?
No. Mm-hmm. Probably.
They're right there's a problem.
Yeah.
So who goes? How often?
Cheryl went to one up in Wisconsin. It was like an overnight. It was a couple years ago, which was real good for her to go. But that was just a couple years ago. We were able to.
So she hasn't been to anything since.
Well, no, but we have many, many, many meetings within the system,
mm-hmm.
which we have to have. We have to go to those.
Within the Prairie Cat system.
And a lot of the PD, not a lot, but I mean, I still think you can get webinar. Like, there are things that you can do that don't require you to travel.
Right.
Or cost a lot. There's a lot of free stuff you can hear about in books.
Webinars.
I mean,
so do you think 500?
I think it is because we're increasing people's salaries.
I think, yeah, right. I think $500 is a reasonable amount, to, especially since the previous years we spent $133 and $249.
Right, so keep it as is. Okay. All right, let's move on then.
Since we didn't say that was one of our high priorities.
Okay, all right.
Then travel and lodging.
Leave it.
Guess we can leave that, huh? Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's look at our good old professional services.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait, you skipped past publishing and advertising, where a few years ago we spent $23.
Yeah, well,
so I say we can slash that to $50.
What I'm like, we had 47 and we had 23.
Do we have to pay for the paper? When we advertise or publish anything?
Just legal notices you have to pay for.
Oh, so then we need to pay for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to pay for. But we don't spend it all. We haven't spent that whole line item, so.
Right.
In 2 years.
But that's minimal.
$100? I mean,
this telecommunications is no joke. It used to be $12,000.
Yeah.
It's because we cut a bunch with Comcast. And now we're getting E-rate money back, so we're getting some refund on that money.
Thank you, Russ.
There you go.
That.
Okay, so that's helpful.
Yep.
Postage and shipping looks like it needs a stamp.
Did you hear postage went up again today?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Oh, you mean my stamps won't be any good then?
No, you brought
forever stamps, you're okay.
Oh, I don't think I did.
They were 47 cents. Now they're 49?
Yeah. And they had been 49 and went down to 47. But there was no notice of it.
I don't remember that at all.
And I paid my bills today and used up my stamps.
You can see.
It's not fair.
If they don't have a number.
Dues and subscriptions. Why do we have 12,000 when we haven't spent more than 10?
Well, he's projecting we're going to spend 12.
Really?
But he's just carrying that number over.
He's just carrying that, but that's because
that's all of the databases. And databases and all that stuff we have to pay for.
So we want to be
covered. I was trying to use the genealogy databases and I say they're not very user friendly.
Ancestry.
Whatever we pay for, I couldn't get much out of there.
I didn't get much out of it.
It gave me some links to some other thing I could have found online. I'm wondering about that subscription, but that is maybe it was just user error trying to.
No, sometimes we pay for stuff and we think it's good and it's not always useful. And if we looked at our actual stats of who uses it and how often, it's not worth the investment.
Roots Web or whatever it's called.
Michelle, do you have with you what we pay for the different databases?
Not on me right here.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. I think maybe I might. Subscriptions and databases. I've got a whole list of them. Are you looking at Ancestry? It's
1,170. Okay. Has anyone else ever tried to use it?
I have. I had the same problem. I didn't get anything out of it that I didn't already know.
It just gave me a bunch of links to other places I could go.
Yeah.
But again, it could be user error. But I just recently did that one. That's why it's like on my mind. Like
we have patrons come in and ask him for it, and that. But that's fine.
Yeah, there are a lot of people into genealogy.
And they go up every year too.
They sure do.
In newspapers. Well, I guess we are a library.
Yeah, you
got. I was like, what are you about to say about the newspapers?
You gotta have newspapers for goodness sakes. How much do we spend on those?
The Beacon News is $104 a year. The Chicago Tribune is about $700 for the Chicago Tribune. So.
These are online databases that cost this kind of money. I know, because I paid for some of them at my school district. Mm-hmm. At $1,300 and $5,000 and $4,000. That's what adds up fast.
Yep.
Is it about how much is the total then on your page there? What's the total that you have?
I don't have a total on this because it changes all the time. It's just for my reference here that.
All right, so.
I think it sounds like we need to leave.
Leave that cushion?
Yep.
Okay, professional services.
Here's our IT guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to up this?
We're already paying him, so that's already included in this.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But we want to increase...
He alone is $31,000?
No. Any professional services. So if we have to talk to the lawyer, that's out of this line, too.
Yeah, but there's others.
But this budgeted amount is already less than what we spent last year.
That had that in it.
So shouldn't that change?
Is this our tri-car? No.
I hate to go. For our IT.
This is a good discussion. But my child's standing outside the dance like, where's my mama?
All right. Well, thanks for coming.
But this number doesn't seem right. It's lower than what I have.
Okay, here I've got. Oh, this is from 15. I'm not too updated.
You're funny.
No, I'm not. I am as serious as a heart attack.
You sound like Felicia. Come on, Michelle. I'm looking at her like, Felicia's trying to be a mother.
I want you to just let that mull.
She's the reason I'm sitting here as it is.
She what?
Running between dance and library board. Talk about running for something else.
Not today. To do a marathon, which I said I'm never doing. Not next week, but when...
We talk about that.
Your kids in 4 years.
What happened to Kate?
I don't know.
I'm about to drop out of national board. I can't do it this year. I looked at the instructions and I was like, have I lost my mind? I think I've lost my mind.
Go get your daughter, but let that...
we need to talk about the 5K.
Just let that mull in your brain.
You have a lot of people interested in redoing it.
Has Kate called you at all, Michelle?
No. But she was called to ask if she was going to work at our mini golf, because she always does the popcorn. Mm-hmm. And she said she couldn't.
What time do we need somebody for popcorn? I will be here on Sunday. Last year I felt like a terrible library board member.
I've never been. It's always our weekend away.
Mm. We've been keeping notes, all of us.
But I will be here on Sunday. Yeah, as you quit, you're being fired.
12 years.
12 years, I guess that's okay.
Okay. See what you got to look forward to.
How many years have you been here yet? I've been in mine for 10, though. Been working just at the school.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
See you guys next Monday.
Yeah. We'll get into that later. No, we haven't even talked about that.
She's only been on since 15.
Yeah, she's a newbie.
Hey, a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be reappointed in May.
That's what I heard.
You're going to go for it?
Sure. That's good. Yeah. Stay with it. Yeah.
Pizza,
we need new people with new ideas.
Right. So you need to let Gary know that you're willing to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I found this professional services, but there's no total.
Here, let me have. I'll add them up while we're chattering.
Well, this is from 15.
That's an old one. It'll at least give us an idea.
You might want to look at mine. Mine's more.
Okay. All right. You guys just move on, and I'll... You guys talk about how much you're going to up this professional services now, though. What you...
So what can we pay him an hour?
Yeah, how much you want to give him?
60.
And how many hours a week do we want him to increase by?
Well, he works two 8 hours a month right now.
A month?
Yeah.
So he works 16 hours a month.
Yeah. That's every other week it comes in for 8 hours. At least one more 8 hours.
At least.
So 8 times 12 times whatever he makes an hour.
He's $60 an hour. Which
is reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Compared to IT work.
Are you doing that math?
Yeah.
Are you texting?
No, I'm doing.
I know you're doing math, Russ. Are you doing it? I think he's texting.
No, it's $480.
That's all.
To add one 8-hour day.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Per month. That's 1 8-hour day. Yeah. So that would give him three days.
3 8-hour days.
Yeah.
A month. Yeah.
Is he willing to do it?
Yes, he is. I talked to him. Now, he has come in extra when we needed him.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of like on a call thing because
he's not always available.
Extra hours now so far, but we have to have them. We have to have them.
24 hours would be $14.40 per month.
I say 12. We add that extra 8 out. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Right? 17,280.
But we just need to add the 480 to this, right? At this point?
For, we would need to add...
Is this for the whole year? This is $34,221. That's what? Not...
Well, that's for 480.
Oh, this is it.
Times 12. So 57.
That's 60. Not even pest control. Bimonthly, that
I'm
would mean
confused.
Six times.
So go back to the original to add
for
8 hours.
8 hours a month would be 480.
Okay, per month.
Per month. Times 12 is 5760.
Say it again. One more
5760.
5760. Okay.
IT person.
And that's under professional services?
Yeah.
Yes.
But all of this is professional services, and I got $34,221, which is way more than what we have on our budget.
Well, no wonder we always go over in that. Let me see our last.
That's but are there some things that don't go under that? It seems like in the past there were some things that we maybe...
Well, so you've got the pest control... Mm-hmm. Alarm monitoring.
How about outside repair and maintenance? Is any of that under that?
Comcast, Castle Insurance. Oh, that's, yeah, Cannonball Mechanical. Extinguisher inspection, internet service.
Time too.
Another elevator inspection from a different place. Fire inspection. Konica Minolta. Minute Taker. Sound Incorporated. Today's Business Solutions, Sterling Fire Protection. Thyssen Group Elevator. Boy, these elevator people, can't we get a better... I mean, how can we have to have a million people checking our elevators?
Yeah, that was one of the things Kate was working on.
Trico and the computer service. So...
Your alarms and all of that are... You have a fire alarm bill, you have another alarm bill,
You've got to put in...
Well, we spent $31,000 a couple of years ago. What did you say your total was, Barb, without adding on?
$34,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $34,221. That's not even the pest control, which is bi-monthly, so it's six.
It says that here, this year we've budgeted $29,000. Is that what it says on this sheet?
That's what it says on the sheet.
Yeah. Okay. We've already spent, according to the actual line there, we already spent $31,000.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Where do you see that?
Yeah, I don't see that.
Go to
31,000.
Oh, the 2016 actual.
All right. So, according to Michelle's sheet, you're spending $34,672. It looks like in that neighborhood.
Now, if you're looking at Trico, is Trico on that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10,000.
If that's just
the regular charges.
If we have emergencies, right. Uh-huh. Or problems, there's more.
But that's
but then that comes out
that's
of the repair and maintenance.
That's maintenance.
So.
This is just your set fees, yeah. That you know you have
contracts.
To pay. These are your contracts.
So what's the regulation for checking the elevators? Is it twice a year? Or is
it depends.
Monthly.
Monthly?
Monthly, what a scam.
Monthly,
that is.
Monthly, and then another yearly inspection from the higher ups.
So there's 13 inspections.
Yeah.
Plus the fire.
Right, and then if something happens, we call it Trico that we're paying $1,000 or whatever it is a month, and then they go, "Oh, we got to fix this. That's going to cost you." Well, $6,000, you know, it's like...
That's not... Trico doesn't do the elevators.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, thank goodness. Because we got this other guy on here.
Trico does the mechanical systems.
Oh, okay.
Heating and air.
The pumps.
The pumps.
The pumps that we replace and go, oh.
All right, so what do you think we need to increase this to? Professional services.
Well, if we were adding him in, how much was he going to cost a year to add those eight?
$5,760.
So you're going to add
another $5,800.
Yeah.
And
$34,000.
It's a difference of $5,000.
$672.
So we need
In general, I would say you better up it to $40,000. Well, 40, 50, I think. I think it's going to have to be more than that.
All right, so if we're doing 29 plus 58 and...
I mean, I'm going to add these up one more time to make sure.
34 is another 5.
75 times 6.
So that's up to 39, 8. So we went made it get a total of 40,000. That's what you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think 40,000. And if we spend more than 40,000, then we look at it again next year.
Yeah.
We do?
We do.
Mm-hmm. And by we, I mean you. Or some of you.
Just say the library, the finance you. Committee.
See, I've been on it so long, it's like we. Even though I'm not here, it'll still be me.
All right, so we'll change that to 40,000.
You could be the public that comes to the meeting.
I just might be.
Would that be a
we'll
surprise?
We'll be the friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, legal fees.
We try not to spend.
Yeah.
But that's for our attorney.
And since he upped his fees, I suppose we need to leave that. Automation at 35,000.
What's automation?
The computers.
So we're going up to 40.
It's
down.
Like it's a checkout
system. Checkout system. It's like we're in our.
All right, 40,000. That's 8 hours per month.
Yeah, the rails
that we're adding, right? Again, for the IT. Program.
But we spent 17,000. Like we're under 20 for that. So could we cut that? Right. Automation.
And the rails talked about any increases for next year.
They're always talking about it.
But they never do.
But, well, sometimes they do, but...
Let's get this sheet out.
But we spent 25,000 that one year, so did we just make major cuts in that last year?
I believe we did. Yeah.
So what are you missing out on that you should have in the automation category? I mean, are you doing without things that we really need?
No, because this doesn't have anything to do with buying computers or anything. It's paying our library system.
Yeah, I said that wrong.
For
it's
the right to be able to check out.
So what is that a subscription? Is that a yearly fee?
Yes, it's a fee.
Monthly fee.
It's a monthly fee. And so is that what the fee is? So are we right in line there? It's $17,890. Is that what it costs us?
Well, according to the report from last month,
where are we at?
Oh, I was on the wrong line again. Okay. We've already spent.
This is professional services.
Isn't that where we are? No, we're on automation. Okay. There. Okay. That must only be paid quarterly.
It's like $31.58 a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
$36,912. That's over $12,500, isn't it?
So whatever.
But we've got budgeted. What do we have budgeted here? For automation.
And
35.
And that's
35.
All.
Is that 35,000?
Yes.
Yeah. That seems high.
Yeah.
It does.
Because according to, if we stay consistent here, it would only be a little over 12,000 we'd spend.
So let's cut it to 25,000 if nothing else.
Oh, I'd say even 20.
All right, 20.
Because
okay.
we've never even gone to 25 that one year. It was 24,923.
Okay, so automation we're cutting to
20,000.
The subscriptions are where we pay for like the
are you saying 20,000 or 25,000?
20,000.
That's paid out of
development.
Okay.
Try it.
Okay.
One question. So are some of the automation is, you said it's quarterly?
Yes.
So in some places, if you pay up front, pay for your year, you get a cut.
A discount?
Do they do that?
Probably not.
No.
That's their only source of money.
We can't offer any deals.
Yeah. We can't negotiate with them.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can. Okay, now utilities.
No, we can't cut those, I don't think.
No, Rob increased that. So his odd numbers blows my mind. When I do budgets, I go even numbers.
Yeah, because he's putting a formula in and it's spitting out those numbers.
So he thinks it's going to cost that much more in terms of electrical and all the other things. Okay.
Electrical, I think. Well, our electric bills are reasonable, basically, because we get free electricity for most of the year.
Yeah, it's gas.
The gas we get no break on.
So my comment on this is that I think it possibly could be more because we're opening our hours more, but I have no way of projecting what that would be, so I kind of feel like we should just stick with what he's going to say and then next year.
Well, do you turn down the temperature when we're not here on Sunday? Is it, so there is no, if we don't change the temperature, then there should be no change.
What do we, it stays on all the time. Mm-hmm. The lights stay on.
And you get those pretty high efficiency lights, so they're off.
Because remember, that was going to be a big source of why we couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, we still, we get a big deal.
I guess it was a bigger deal when we were looking at going district.
Because the city, we get a huge discount. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Because we're part of the city.
Okay.
We basically don't pay for electricity.
Right. We're not paying. Too. Yeah.
Probably 10 months out of the year, we don't pay anything in electricity.
Right. The city pays.
We should put electric heaters in.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like you're thinking.
Oh, he's going to be okay.
Well, that would change things. We start using a lot of electricity. Cause
the only thing I turn off is this room here. Turn the air off if we're not having a meeting for a few days or something.
Yeah.
And we don't pay for water.
So then we should keep that the same, I think.
Yeah, keep it the same.
All right.
Then that gets us to our great big line item, outside repair and maintenance.
Woo-hoo.
How much is it going to cost to paint this thing?
More than that.
Yeah. How much did we say? What's the bid?
We don't know yet. But it's going to be, I'm anticipating the bid's going to be 25 or more to do the whole building.
All right, so we're going to...
We have to up that.
Yeah. How much do you think? I mean... If
that's where the paint's coming out of, I would at least double it.
All right, that's what I thought too.
And that's where the pumps come out too, if we have a pump problem.
So we're going to up that to 50,000.
This one year we spent 46. Of course, we had a lot of pump problems.
Now our pumps should be good. We've been replacing pumps a lot.
Which pumps are
10 years old, so now they're all going. Yeah.
How many pumps are we
talking about? So,
I'm talking of the water, the heating pumps, the water
heat pumps,
the heat pumps.
Okay,
yeah.
I could take you back in the room and show you.
You should do that in some time.
You should.
Yeah. Michelle, the behind the scenes tour is very interesting.
It's a very interesting thing. Yeah, everyone that on board should do that at some time in there.
Okay, so are we just going?
When was the last time we sealed the driveway out here?
It's only been sealed once.
I don't care about that.
Might want to be done before you have to tear up the driveway
I think we should go to
the police
city.
Department.
The police department it's a shared
expense.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a library parking lot, but the city uses it.
It's not a community parking lot.
Well, and with all the school kids going through.
And the soccer parking on Saturday.
It's a shared expense. We're not footing the bill for that.
Yeah.
This year.
This year. This year. Not on my tenure. Let's put it that way.
I'm not fighting City Hall on that one.
It needs to be done again sometime soon.
So when was the last time? 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, what about when they redid the entrance and all that?
Didn't reseal the back.
They didn't reseal anything?
No.
Okay.
All they did was move our entrance.
That I'm going to run into yet.
Yeah, that is the craziest entrance I've ever seen.
Did we ever get reimbursed for the light that the city guy or the school guy ran over?
Yeah.
They didn't replace our tree, though.
Sandy, what have we spent for office supplies so far this year? Do you have it on your record?
But we're not through yet with outside repair maintenance. Yeah.
I put 50,000 down.
We're going to up that more? Okay.
50,000?
Yep.
Okay.
Take care of the pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, how many pumps does a building have? Like this.
Way more than I thought it had.
Yeah.
And we've replaced several, so...
Okay, so paying agent fees, I guess Rob knows what about.
Yeah.
That's our bond.
Yeah. Operating.
Okay, here we go with office supplies.
This is where Kate was going to save us all this money, right?
Yeah.
Not office supplies, operating.
Oh, operating supplies. Okay,
so office. Far, we've spent $4,703.
With 1 month left? Or where? How far are we?
No, that's through December.
Oh, so January.
So we've got four
March,
more months.
So, and we've spent four?
We've got May. So we still have January. Oh, yeah.
So it's just three quarters.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Uh-huh. And we're at what, did you say?
Four.
Four. Yeah, 4,700.
So almost five then. So it'll be around eight then.
Yeah.
So you got it, can't, that's probably a good
number.
Yeah, we'll leave it.
Okay,
say.
Now here we go. Oh, wait, no.
All right, he cut that because, but we spent a lot in 2016 and now.
We're on operating supplies?
Uh huh.
Okay, so far we've spent our whole budget.
We've spent over 8,000?
We've spent 7,300 through December.
And we've got a pump on there this month.
Wait, that comes out of operating supplies?
Not on
I thought this was like buying the paper towel. What's that stuff that she
outside,
was?
The wipes.
It's
the,
outside maintenance. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what else are we buying for operating supplies? Because I know that you guys...
Toilet paper.
All the light bulbs that they get.
All the light bulbs.
And they also took any money out for the 5K, whatever that cost for that, came out of operating and cleaning supplies. And.
But this is the one that Kate was supposed to be managing for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, she thought we were spending too much on cleaning products.
Right. And have, but we don't know whether we have. I mean, she hasn't reported out, so we really don't know.
Well, you did say that you were kind of changing, like, only things that are going to be ordered, like, we weren't going to keep as much on
hand. We're not
going to
stockpile things.
Yeah, she was thinking that we were having too much stock.
But I don't think she realized that other things came out of them, you know. Look at what we pay for light bulbs.
Yes.
On the bill that... Every other month or so.
So do we have to up it? Because we're already over budget.
Right.
All right, so what do you want to raise it to?
So what are we at right now?
We have spent $7,300 so far.
Okay. And we got 4 months to go still.
January, February, March, April, yep.
What do you think, 10,000?
I would say... That's a good number. I like that.
10,000.
Good number. 10,000.
It's even.
Mm-hmm. It is even. Sandy likes that. Yep. Okay.
No, 10,643.
50 cents. 57 cents.
Okay.
Okay. Computer equipment and software. How come that's on here?
Yeah.
That's a lot of development fees, correct?
Yeah.
So we don't even need that. We'll bring miscellaneous down there. We'll just change that.
Well, wasn't there a time that the computer...
Yeah, we had...
When we decided that
we had to...
That development fees was going to pay for books.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah. It was only going to go to books, and then anything else was going to be...
Yeah.
We had that, and he just leaves it on there, but...
In case we decide to make it have a budget.
I think once something's been put on, maybe they got to stay. I don't know.
Oh, but we talked him into changing several things.
Bart
used to tell us it had to stay.
So why can't we just change that to miscellaneous?
Might be able to.
We'll have to talk to him about that.
Oh, I see. So, he's got employee recognition on here, too, and we took that off a long time ago.
We did.
I think we should put that back on.
And board member recognition.
Yeah,
we used to have a board line.
That used to be where you had your part. That you had your little party there.
Party.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was sad, and we had to cut that.
Okay,
out.
We skipped library programming.
Well, the library programs—that's $1,000 is fine, but we spend what we bring in on the top.
Right. I was going to say that's one of those in out.
And then,
plus the friends,
it's $1,000 extra.
And the friends,
which
that would be a disaster if we didn't have the friends.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
So,
so
are we okay leaving it that way as long as the friends are still helping? Okay.
Yeah, because so far we've spent $613.
And they do a nice job. Sure do. Okay.
Bringing things in for us.
Okay. Employee recognition. Contact discs. I wonder why he put all this in there again. It's not on this sheet.
Maybe they want us to know historically what we
should. Yeah, maybe.
I guess.
Okay, we'll give them credit for that.
All right. I have a comment about DVDs.
Okay.
Because they're going to be...
They're kind of obsolete in some... But I'm not saying that we shouldn't have them, but I wonder if we should have that big of a... But, I mean, it's almost
$2,000,
I guess.
They're headed the way of video.
I mean, yeah, you can go to Goodwill. Not that that's where I think you should go, but with everyone using Netflix and everyone using so many things online...
Now, be careful about saying everybody.
Oh, the young cool people!
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying that DVDs might not be as...
Okay.
Necessary.
But
and it's only $2,000, so I don't
we've
know.
Already spent $997 for DVDs.
How much have we brought in on DVD on rental, though?
There you go.
Are you doing DVDs or Blu-rays?
DVDs.
Just DVDs.
All right, so you're still bringing in $285.
So we're spending $2,000 to bring in $500. Well, I guess we're getting $500. We're making $500.
You're making $500. You're not losing money, so what the heck?
But I guess I'm thinking that I'm just thinking long term, and I don't mean this year necessarily,
no,
but I think
it's
that's
something to look at.
We're going to end. It's going to be like when we had to get rid of VHS, right? We had all those VHSs, and then we got, and now it's not
like,
the way.
I like all the cassette discs I have, tapes I have
right.
with Christmas music.
And I think there's music, I guess, is kind of going that same way, buying CDs. You know, people use
Not all of the CDs that we check out do we get a dollar for. If we send them out to Interlibrary Loan, we don't get a dollar for them.
They're free? Free rental?
It's whatever. Well,
it's the policy of the library where the person's right.
It's the library we send them to. And a lot of the DVDs we do prizes for, too, because it's something we can give away and don't cost us nothing.
Yeah, like your rental.
We'll put them in their summer reading program, and it promotes the DVDs in the library.
Do we charge our patrons when they order one from Interlibrary Loan?
Yes, we do. We do.
Hmm. There you go. There's some income. Who knew?
So if you don't want to pay for it, you
it's our policy to charge for each DVD.
Okay. So
and a processing fee.
Well, the other thing about DVDs is you are paying for cases.
For the DVD?
It's going to be a point where we're going to go,
But not today.
It's only $2,000.
It's not today.
They're still getting used.
Okay, books. We have 5,000.
We're jacking that up.
Good.
Well, we get all of our... What do we get?
All of our development fees. All of, what is it, $800.
Where are our development fees on here?
It was at least it's better than zero.
$35,000 in development fees.
Where is that?
Not $35,000.
No, that's not right.
It's $35,000
for the whole year.
Yeah, people, we're getting a lot of development fees these days.
You're right. So far, we've taken in $40,000.
And we buy our computers with that. Any upgrade, anything like a battery.
Okay,
so our development fees at one point
were zero.
We're going to right. They were so minimal. We said that's the only books we're buying is what comes out of that.
Right. So now that we're getting so much in development, we're increasing development fees.
Should we go back to using that computer equipment and software? Have a separate computer budget line item and a separate book line item.
So you'd want to have one totally dedicated to computers, like.
Well, she just said that computers would come out of.
Development
fees, but we don't have a line item for computers.
We have computer equipment. That's the line item.
We have nothing in the budget.
We should budget.
Right, so now we can budget there.
Where's it been coming out this year when we've been buying computers?
Out of development fees.
If you look at development fee and what Sandy has there, we have a line item in there for computers and software.
Right. We've taken $10,000 out
okay.
of that.
Okay.
So that's what
So I guess that's what I'm
then.
Saying. Should we put that back in under?
I would rather see us just increase the book line item and just leave the
yeah.
computers
oh, okay.
out of development
okay.
fees.
Okay. All right, so.
Knowing that you could take some book money out of development fees.
All right, Michelle, how much in a perfect world, how much would you like to spend in books per
$1 million?
I mean, just not being crazy, but just what you think, because we used to be able to get whatever we wanted.
I think if we had $20,000 in there, it would be nice.
Okay, well, let's just put that in there then.
Oh.
Barb is really good.
In what areas of books is the library?
Here, that's a very good question.
Is it lacking?
Yeah.
So, do you have a science section? Do you have a like? What different sections do you have that might be lacking?
Travel.
Travel.
Travel is pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Are reference books up to date?
You know what? A reference don't get used as much because of the internet anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
You spend
and it's so expensive there.
Book
yeah.
And they go online and look for it.
Yeah.
They want
the
recreational.
They want the bestsellers.
They want all the
multiple
best sellers.
Copies
they
of
want
the best sellers.
Multiple copies of best sellers.
Yeah.
Children's books. Young yeah. adult books.
Anything new.
Large print books?
Anything they knew they want. And we try to keep our medical up to date. It's not as good as we'd like it. It's, you know, if I had $100,000, it'd be perfect. But
all right, but in it,
so what about engineering or anything like that? I mean, because you have STEM, you have science, technology, engineering,
some,
and math. I mean, do you have
some? I think we should
those?
Double it anyway.
Yeah, some, yeah.
Because, you know, the school right, you know, over here is...
I don't really
deep
understand
into STEM, especially engineering, the 3D
CAD models. We're so used to just looking at development fees and using that only, because we haven't budgeted books. This is the first time we put it in 10 years.
Right.
Well, 8 years.
I should retract that and not say 20, because Barb kind of jumps in.
Yeah, I'm right.
She told you
that.
To be not crazy.
All right. So, are we putting $10,000 in for
let's
books?
Let's put 10.
Okay.
At least, you know, you don't have to spend it, but I think that should be at least... it just pains me to not have a line item that says books when you're a library.
And when Judy Summerlot was on, she said that she thought there was something in the state statutes that you had to have a line item for it, but I don't think we ever found that.
I think that's why
we got
the line item back again, I think. Okay.
All right. Transfer to library debt service.
I don't even know what
I'm
that
gonna
is.
I'm going to go with his...
Whatever he says, we'll do. $3,000.
We budgeted three, and he's projecting six for this year. But then
but
he's proposing is three.
So we're just going to leave it where his proposal is.
I don't understand what that is.
So what is it?
We don't know. Transfer to library, is that...
Something to do with the fees that are paid?
I think so.
Yeah, fees to pay.
What fees?
To the
bonds.
Servicing fees.
For the bonds. Yeah. So why are they so large for this year?
There was something...
Yeah, there was something...
Special.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was now.
I mean...
Yeah, there was a reason. We should ask him that when
yeah.
he comes.
Because we might have to expect what he's projecting for this year, we might have to expect next year
mm-hmm.
if some regulation has changed.
But it seems
proposed.
Like he would have put that in the proposal.
Yeah, so he must think that this year's was a one-time deal.
Yeah. We'll hope.
I don't know.
Got pizza.
We'll see. Yeah.
Oops. Sorry.
I don't believe
anything. It's not your fault. It's messy me. Okay, now the debt service.
We can't do anything about that, can we?
Nope.
Not that I know.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Principal can't do. We can't do anything about anything else, can we?
Okay, so I gotta get in the right line here.
Well, ebook subscription. Oh, that's revenue.
All right, so it's which line over? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, this is 18. Okay. He's only proposing that we're taking in $35,000 in development fees. Mm-hmm. We've already taken in 40 this year.
Maybe he knows something we don't about the cities.
Or it's most of the time it's just a guess based on.
Oh, absolutely.
Years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd be a little reluctant to raise that and just expect more.
Yeah, okay. Hope for more.
Hope for more. That's right.
Okay.
All the fees come off of building permits.
Okay.
So the impact fees that go against your that you pay when you pull a building permit, mm-hmm. we get a piece of it.
Okay.
Very small piece of it. It's like $150 or $300 or something. $500, I forget what it was.
How much
I thought it was
permit?
Up to $600.
I think the building permit was somewhere around $13,000. Mostly because of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the schools get a piece, the fire
wasn't
department
the city
gets a
waiving
piece.
Some piece of that, remember,
that's,
to entice
yes.
people? What
that's
is that affecting?
That's new program is.
Okay.
They were rebating some of the fees.
Got it.
Yeah.
The building permit fees. Yeah, the water gets part. I think the sewer system, sanitation district gets something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a little piece, and each mm-hmm. piece is a little bit littler.
I have a question. Outside repair and maintenance, it went from what, 25 to 50?
Yes.
And that 25 extra is only, is to paint the building?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think we need anything more in there?
I don't think we
issues?
Can put anything more in there.
Yeah, we probably need more in there.
Yeah, I don't.
But that's one place where we'll just be over budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of many.
Yeah.
Just want to get it straight.
Okay.
You just have to promise to take good care of your pumps, and then.
Yeah.
Oh, you were talking about wanting to hire a handyman.
Mm. Oh yeah, maybe we'll see.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there anything else we're putting into this budget?
If she
besides
wants her handyman,
money.
Yeah.
Okay, Barb, are you adding up totals?
No. Well, I'm just putting the line items in. I'm not going to...
What is this for down here? Books. $16,500. What is that for?
That's what would have been spent. Wait, let me see.
Okay. Because we've got these expenditures, and we have this revenue, and then we've got...
Books that are revenue?
That's what I'm wondering. The e-books... This whole subgroup down here, what is that?
That's development fee. That's all development fee there.
So that's what we are...
Those are expenditures. See, it should be... Yeah. He doesn't have
so,
the revenue.
So that's why I'm trying to figure out. So we're, so is this money that we're spent... Like, did we spend $8,395 on books from the development fees? Is that what this is? I'm confused by what these line items are.
Right. Okay. Here, let me look on
84
expenditures. See, the revenue he's got below for total, which is confusing because so
right.
this is revenue.
Right. And then this
and
says
expenditures.
But what's the difference between the 80?
Okay, so
these books are
here.
82. And this is 84.
Okay. So far, we spent $10,032 out of books. Out of development fees.
So these are purchases that are coming out of the development fees.
Yes.
But this books budget here is what?
That just comes out of our operating.
So we're buying $10,000 worth of books here and potentially another $15,000 or whatever here.
Right.
So do we need to put amounts in here to change these amounts? Because again, where are we going to? If we're going to buy computers, shouldn't that be represented in a line item?
Well, if we get so much money in development fees, I can put it
where I want. I can use it for what I want to use it for.
But what she's saying is, shouldn't we have something budgeted that's kind of our goal as to what want to spend?
Like a guideline for how to use
how
that.
How to use that development fee.
Not necessarily micromanaging where you choose to put it, but if we're saying we've already got $10,000 we'd like dedicated to books from that fund.
We know that we're going to do
that. So from this fund, is it... I don't know.
Okay, do you see there is a line there for computer equipment software.
Right.
So,
if we're not going to take it out of that fund, should it come out of this fund? It sounds like that's where you take it from. And do we want to make sure? Or is there a need to make sure that...
No, it seems to me you're correct, Beth, because if you look at expenditures, $30,000...
He's got it separated 20. On his expenditure sheet, doesn't he?
So it shows that we have a fund balance of $62,000 there.
In what?
In the
computer services?
No, in this library capital.
Oh. Oh yeah, I see. Oh, we're gonna take care of that. That isn't gonna happen. Yeah.
Leave us here another half hour.
I wonder if anybody ever really listens to this tape.
We may find out.
Well, apparently they did at one time,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it was me, too. Okay.
All right. So what we need to do then where it says, where I lost my computer equipment and software, we want to put... how much over there?
Because he's projecting that we'll spend $16,500 on books.
And we're only saying that we're going to spend...
Well, we're saying 10 from that other fund.
Yeah, right.
You're on the wrong page, Barb.
But it's the same...
No, is a different fund.
This is a different computer equipment.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
development fees now.
So we specify in our general budget.
It's the same item. It's the same line item. If you look at the number, 82-820-56-005-635.
But this is 84.
So that's just because
that's
it's the
funding.
So it's just the...
That's the fund it comes out of.
Remember when
fees.
He says... All these 82. It comes out of 82 fund, 84.
Okay, 84 is development.
That's like whatever you say.
All right, All right, so what do we put? So we're going to put what now?
Under computer and software.
So what do we need?
We can. There's a 15,000 surplus, so we could put 15,000 in.
Okay, good. 15,000, and we have 1650. We're leaving that the same. Under books. No DVDs, no compact discs, no audiobooks are coming out of this fund.
Because they're being purchased on the other line item.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of weird. It's kind of a weird setup. Like.
Yeah.
So we have books in both places.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Two different revenue sources.
But is it better to take from one than the other?
Well, that's what I wondered. And
yes, it is. Because the development fees, I think, if you don't spend them, you got to give them back.
Yeah, so you want to use up the development fees.
You have to give them back.
No.
All right.
No?
No. We have...
Or they can ask for them back.
Yes.
They can ask for them back. Yes, if you don't spend them, they can ask
so
for them back.
So what are you charging them if you don't spend it?
So we want to spend the 84.
Yeah. We want to spend everything we get in development fees.
Which we do anyway. That's never been a problem.
Right.
And so then that other one is just...
out of our general property tax budget.
Which, let's face it, we're way over budget on.
Yeah.
So why would we even put any... Why would we put books on that one at all?
Right. When you
That's
can,
what I was asking you before.
Got, when you've got this, you can take
Yeah, I say...
Because this is more of a, this is what we are going to get, because we know what the EAV is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is
what we think we'll get.
But the first page is going to be way over budget.
Yeah.
You think?
I think we just leave it the way it is.
Don't put the...
No.
So as you show it over budget, you go through the year and you basically start, as you go through the year, just tightening and tightening. And
no.
Tightening.
Or we tap into our savings account.
We look at, yeah. Think of it, that's the best way I can explain it to myself, is that we have the savings account, and if your monthly budget, if you don't make your bills, you have to draw from your savings. And that's pretty much what we're going to end up doing, is drawing from our savings.
Okay.
So not necessarily until the end of the year,
yeah,
because we've there'll got this big fund.
There'll still be money in there for the pumps.
Yeah, yeah. But that's in essence what we're doing now, because there's no way that we've put ourselves at least...
We did some major slashing.
Yeah.
10 years, 8 years ago,
It was right.
And I mean, we had this balance, but we had no money. When did we do our first deficit budget? Was that a couple of years
ago? Couple of years ago.
And we actually ended up okay. We were like,
okay.
All this blood, sweat, and tears, and so now we're like we know we're over budget, but sometimes you just have to, knowing that we've got that reserve. Mm-hmm. I think we feel like, let's try it and see. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they build a lot of houses. Because that could really make all the difference in the world. Yeah. But if you don't put it in the budget, they obviously over there think we have all sorts of money.
Now, is it strictly on houses, or is it also with...
Building permits.
So,
whatever building
so if you,
permit.
So if wings and rings or whatever goes in...
Yep.
Then that's a building permit, and no matter what.
I believe it is. It might be different because
it's
not
houses. Are you sure it's corporate?
I'm thinking it is.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I do know that a lot of the commercial kinds of built retail things that did go in, when the economy was looking better, we were enticing them to come. And so I know there was a lot of...
They got a
different
lot of incentives. So
things that tapped into
our... We didn't see it in our budget, let's put it that way. We saw when people build houses, we know that's money in our pocket.
Okay.
So,
unless if somebody owns a business...
Unless they foreclose, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If a business in Yorkville can be allocated a library card, the owner of the business, correct?
If they own the business, they get a non-resident taxpayer card. That's what that would be.
Okay.
That means
so
they are
paying taxes to the library.
They're paying property taxes, but whether they're paying and these other ones, I don't know.
I don't think they get development fees from them, because development fees, the reason for that is because they're impacting the schools. They're impacting the library. There's nobody living there that's impacting.
I think you're right, Michelle. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. It's been so long since we talked about this, but I think that's what they talked about.
Well, that makes sense.
But,
sanitary district, fire district, and the water district would get an impact fee because the business would be impacting those services.
Yeah, all right. Who gets the? Darn. Who do we tell this to? Or we just present this next month?
Right.
So do I need to type this up, our recommendations?
Well, we probably should have a total here.
I don't.
Sandy, do you want?
Well, we don't have to total it. We just put it. Let's just think of it line by line, and then he'll give us a new printout, and we'll know what the total is. So all we have to do is say to Rob, "This is what we want." Here's what I wrote down in the note: proposed budget for 2018. Increased salaries in the 82 fund to 42,000, increase FICA to...
Wait.
Yeah.
In the 82 fund...
The 80,
for salaries.
The 82...
Right, for salaries. Increase it by what? How much?
Increase it to a total of 42,000.
No.
Add
42,000.
Add 42,000.
Oh, for
we're already above
200. Added to. Yeah, sorry.
So, which one, though? The part-time salaries?
Yeah, part-time.
Part-time salaries.
Which is the 50-15 at
the end. Yeah, I'll add that. And then... FICA, we're adding $37.80.
Mm-hmm.
Professional services, we're adding, it'll be a total of $40,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Automation, a total of $20,000.
Right.
Outside maintenance, $50,000. Mm-hmm. And in the 84 fund, it's a computer.
Wait a minute.
Oh, did I miss one?
Operating supplies.
Yeah. Operating supplies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Operating supplies.
$10,000.
Oh, yeah. Operating supplies, $10,000. Books, $10,000. And then the 84 fund, computer equipment software, $15,000.
Right.
Okay, let me add this up. Oh, this is good. I just can't wait to see what Rob says about this.
Is the staff going to get a raise this year?
No.
No. Okay.
They did get one.
They just
got
last
year.
Yeah, they just got a raise.
Okay. Just wanted to ask.
Yeah. Did they ask you that? Are you speaking for them?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I wish we could give them a raise every year. Tell them we're buying books and painting.
That would really be happier when they come in during those hours because the door will be open,
here,
so they'll be more
now
pleasant
here,
to
Beth,
do.
We need to think about this, though. If they came to us, if the administration came to us and says, you're not getting a raise because we're going to buy more books, what would we do?
Strike!
Now, so that, you know, we're laughing at her, but we should put that
I'm
in.
I'm not laughing at her. I'm just saying, no, we did not make that decision to do it.
All right. So, I mean, I swore I wasn't going to do that to them again. So, we need to, I think we need to give them a raise.
I agree.
I do, too.
All right. So, let's add that. How much is a fair raise?
2.5%.
How much?
2.5%.
All right. 2.5%.
I was going to say 3%.
Well, that makes
sense. I'm going off the federal budget. So.
I know, but their salaries are so low.
All right. Well, let's give them 3%. Okay. All right. What does that do for us?
Nothing. This is
nothing good.
All right.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Full and part-time?
Who did we?
Part-time already got budgeted.
I was going to say, what did we?
That was
because
they're
adding hours.
That was just...
But
we gave full-time staff a raise last year.
But that theoretically is a raise.
Part-time staff a raise.
If you're adding more hours, you're giving them more opportunities to make money.
I don't
money.
See it that way.
I don't think they'll see it that way.
No.
Well, they might.
What if they told us that, Barb?
We're we'll
paying you a little bit
but
more because we're having you work year-round.
But it's a part-time person, though.
Yeah.
You're giving them more hours. You're not taking hours away from them. You are giving them more opportunities.
You're giving them more opportunities to earn money, but you're not giving them a raise.
No, you're not giving them a raise.
We also have to
let them work on Sundays. Lucky them, okay? They get $9 an hour most when they start here. That's $9, $18, $27 to interrupt their Sundays.
Yeah. I'll come work.
Okay.
What's the
I would do that. I work on Sundays. I'll go pay a penny.
Before we have to start considering IMRF. Remember we ran into that
I take the nine
a while
an
ago
hour.
With somebody that was just working every hour that she
well,
could get.
Well, you can't work more than 1,000 hours, which is going to be another pickle, you know, there. So, and we have staff that's right at it and would like more hours.
The FICA is going to go up.
Yeah.
Everything goes up, and if they hit if the part-time people hit 1,000 hours or more, then we have to start... They have to start, and we have to start contributing to IMRF. And I believe it's retroactive.
Mm-hmm. How many people do we have that are in that wiggle room that could work, though? How do we have that many that close to 1,000? Like Robin and Kathy to this, like those girls that work an evening, they could work a weekend, like a Sunday.
Now I understand something.
I mean, if they won't
work Sunday. Why you budget 1,000 hours only?
Yeah, right.
Okay, I was wondering why...
Yeah.
Contractors,
you hit that, and you're retroactive. You got to pay all that IMRF.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whether the people are
retroactive to when, Russ?
Beginning of the year. That's what happened. We had it was many years ago. We were still meeting up there where we had one part timer that went over 1,000 hours, and we had to retroactively pay into IMRF for all the hours she worked.
I didn't know that.
I don't remember that.
And she had to pay, too.
She was elderly. Mm-hmm.
We're going to round it to $260,000 for salaries.
All right, then I feel in good conscience I should say that we should take that $10,000 out of the book fund and go back to using development fees, but I don't know. I'm just going to throw that out there. What do you guys think?
Which would make it an even $250,000.
Are we comfortable just going crazy overboard? Because basically the only thing we've gone down on is one thing.
I don't think we
automation.
Should. I don't think we should have gone down.
But not spend it. We don't have to spend that money.
I think that they need to know what our real budget looks like.
Okay.
This is still not
no,
representative
but
this is not an unreasonable budget.
This is the real deal for the first time since I've been on the board without having to pinch pennies. Oh, boy.
So we've only gone down on automation and said that we're not going to pay for repaving this year. That's where
I'm okay with. I'm okay with that. Now, maybe the rest of the board's going to vote no.
I don't think so.
No, either.
All right.
When did they vote?
Did we add something else during the discussion about salaries, though?
No.
Because I didn't put the salaries in.
Well, we were going to give them a 3% raise.
And so what does that, how much is that going to give us then? What is all the salaries?
You know, what we can do is just say a 3% increase for the salaries and then let Rob figure out what that's going to be.
Okay, all right.
So that'll impact everything else.
So the part-time total is 259,309, but I round it to 260,000. And that's just to increase our hours. So in addition to that, you're going to give them all the 3% raise.
Yes.
Okay.
So part-time gets 3% also.
Okay. Sure.
On top of the 260,000 to increase the hours.
Or get close to 1,000 hours. Most of them?
No.
No?
No, they don't. The ones that want to work are right there.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I can say, can you work Sunday? And they'd be glad to do it. But
yeah.
All right, I'm going to type it up.
But they've got limitations on that.
Do they understand?
Does anybody remember? I know I wrote it on a paper and I can't quickly find it. Where, when Rob said we had to have the budget in, I'm thinking March, but I
think he said, March.
Oh, here. Budget approved in April.
So it has to be to them.
Yeah. It has to be approved to them in April.
But
so we have to approve it.
But we'll bring it to our next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't want it on the agenda to approve it yet.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll approve it at the next
meeting. I think so. I mean, we'll make our recommendation.
Okay.
They'll duke it out. They'll vote on it, or they'll say table it.
You guys go back and rethink it.
They can say rethink it.
We have to do it while...
Yeah.
Beth is still here.
That's your last month, February.
You don't have to.
We'll drag her back for March.
I worry if you get a quorum, if they don't get someone for me in March, you never know.
I know.
Sometimes we have slim pickings.
Sure, lightly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is fun. I like this better than last one.
The pizza really helped, Beth.
They should have pizza off.
Are we done? We can turn this off.
Oh.
We've had a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right. The meeting's adjourned.
Meeting's adjourned.